I can't stop thinking about how stupid I think modern marriage is. Last night, I watched a clip of the Joe Rogan Experience, where Joe Rogan and Matt Walsh were basically disagreeing on gay marriages. I posted that link to that video on my WhatsApp status, and one of my contacts referred me to another video where Joe Rogan is speaking to Bill Maher. I think that's how you pronounce the surname, Bill Maher, about marriage. And what marriage actually means in this day and age. There's a decent documentary that Matt Walsh did called What is a Woman? I think you can find it on YouTube. I'm not sure where it's currently streaming, like officially. Matt Walsh works on The Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens. I think they've added Jordan Peterson now. You know, it's an alternative media platform. And I think Matt Walsh is a great mind. I don't like the way he concludes in What is a Woman, because I thought after his entire experience, going to speak to psychologists, going to speak to activists, going to speak to transgender people, I thought his conclusion was going to be completely different to the way he concluded. He ended up very angry, swearing at the world, swearing at society, saying this transgender stuff is stupid, whatever the case may be. My conclusion was completely different, you know, and I'm not pro homosexuality, I'm not pro LGBTQI plus, etc. What that means is I'm not like, yay, go do your thing, and you know, but I'm very much about defending and protecting people's rights to living life the way they want, especially where they don't disturb anyone else. You know, so if you're lesbian, if you're gay, if you're bisexual, I'm happy to say your rights need to be defended. Your way of living life needs to be protected. You're not hurting anyone. You're an adult. You found another adult. You guys are mutually having a great relationship, sexual relationship together. Anyways, so Matt Walsh is arguing against gay marriages, and Joe Rogan is asking him all these questions about, but this doesn't make sense to me. Matt Walsh, one of the arguments was the whole point of marriage is to have children, you know. And Joe Rogan's like, but what about a heterosexual couple or straight couple that doesn't have children? Does that mean they shouldn't get married? What about a heterosexual couple who want to have children but they can't fall pregnant because of infertility? Does that mean they shouldn't be married? You know, is marriage not just two people that love each other wanting to show this commitment and unionize and sign a contract and show it to the world? And Matt Walsh is trying to fight this entire thing, and Joe Rogan's like, how can you say a gay couple is destroying your straight marriage? If anything, straight marriages have, according to him, I guess in America, over 50% divorce rate. I think in South Africa, it might even be at 70%. And he's like, I think the issue with what's leading to the dissolving of marriages is just the opportunity to get divorced. Nothing to do with gay people. Oh, my marriage broke down because I saw these lesbians. Come on, man. You know, so Joe Rogan is basically fighting that, and he's saying this doesn't make sense to me. They're not frustrating you, they're not upsetting you, they're not really involved in your union with your partner. You guys have your own issues. And you know, when you have conversations with people these days and you ask what leads to the breakdown of marriages, of course, money problems, of course, domestic violence, of course, infidelity, cheating. Sometimes people fight because of children, because before you had children, you guys were great. Now that you have children, there's these responsibilities, and you realize, I don't think this person is the person I actually want to be with. And you guys fight, and there's moods, and somewhere along the line, maybe you realize our goals are not aligned. Sometimes with marriage, you guys have a perfect marriage for 5 years, 10 years, and then someone changes. We're human beings, we change. Someone gets a calling, sekumele ayothwasa, and you're like, I'm not into this voodoo kak, I'm out. Someone all of a sudden wants to be a born again Christian. You're like, but this was never us. We used to get drunk and party. And now all of a sudden you're this holy little angel. You know, some people change. A man gets into a marriage with a woman. 5 years later, he's got a strong urge to get another woman. Now all of a sudden he wants to be a polygamist. And the woman's like, I didn't sign up for this. If you want to live this life, deuces, I'm out. So there's many reasons that lead to the breakdown of a marriage, but to hear someone say, well, our marriages are breaking down because of gay people, this is kind of stupid, you know. So Joe Rogan kind of decimated Matt Walsh and that disagreement. You can go check it out. The Joe Rogan Experience. Matt Walsh disagreeing with Joe Rogan. You can check that on YouTube. Where I think Matt Walsh failed to articulate himself is here. Society is very impressionable. People are very easy to influence. I can tell you this with my personal experience and from what I've seen with other people. Young children don't know how they should live. They are taught by the church and the Bible, obviously by the Quran and mosque, by the Torah and the synagogues. They taught at school how to behave. Say please, say thank you, yes ma'am, no sir. You speak like this, you stand up straight, you firm handshake. They learn from mainstream media, from the news, from print, from movies. Movies are very powerful. From music, music videos, from tribal spaces. So for example, I'm visiting my family, we're slaughtering a cow, we're slaughtering a goat, and they tell you, "Hayi, indoda noma umfana mele abambe umlenze manje mele uqine. Hayi amantombazane mele ayopheka, no mama, you know. Boys duties, girls duties. This is what indoda man must do. This is what umfazi, a woman must do, you know." So we're taught in these spaces. We don't know as children. So I think the fear that old school heterosexual conservative people have is this impressionability of children. That if you're introducing an alternative sexuality to children, they may experiment and they may find themselves being like, maybe I'm gay, maybe I'm lesbian, maybe this is what I want. Because we experiment. It's the reason why children pick up a cigarette. They're like, oh, I want to be with the cool kids because the cool kids smoke. If the cool kids are gay, maybe you want to be gay as well. If the cool kids are dating interracially, maybe you want to be in an interracial relationship. Maybe the cool kids play a particular sporting code. Maybe the cool kids bunk Sunday service. So kids are impressionable and you pick up these habits, you know, and some of these habits are difficult to shake off. And what happens when the bulk of society decides to become alternatively sexual, we do not have an ability to procreate and make children anymore. So if Matt Walsh is saying, look, the influence on children may lead to people not getting married where they should, according to nature, you know, and that might be a problem for society. But two adults, mutual, intelligent, independent, they can do whatever they want. But let them not send this message out to the world, because it should not be a bulk message to everyone. If anything, alternative sexuality is meant to be a minority sexuality. And I've made a video before and I've been attacked before for some of my thoughts, saying for me, being homosexual is almost being born as a factory reject. What I mean by that, before you kill me, is if you look at albinism, people that live with albinism, if you look at people with vitiligo, if you look at people that are unusually tall, if you look at people that live with dwarfism, there are people that are alternative to what's called a normal perfect human, you know, according to whatever society says. So they are alternative. We're not all trying to be super tall like the Maasai warriors. We're not all trying to be dwarfs. We're not all trying to be albinos or have albinism. We're not all trying to have vitiligo. We're not all trying to have six fingers. It is alternative. It's minority. And we are happy to support those people. It's like disabled people. If you're born with some disability, whether it's physical or whether even if it's psychological, we understand that you're different. Now, if we're going to go out and tell children out there, no, it's fine to be bipolar. You know, no, it's fine to be schizophrenic. You know, it's fine to want to kill little animals for fun, because this is natural. It's what you were born with. We're like, no, not really. All we're saying, there are people that are like this. Some of them are born like this. Some of them are socialized into this. And because they are not really hurting anyone, we're comfortable to support and defend their rights. For me, that's how I understand it. The problem is when you blast this to the whole world and you're like, this is the thing. Because children, again, are stupid. And not just children, a lot of adults are stupid. And they end up experimenting with some of these funny things. So I think he failed to articulate that. For people that believe in marriage, you don't have to have children. Even though I believe our biggest purpose on earth is to have children. You do not have to have children if you don't want children. Or if you think you don't want to be a parent. If you cannot have children, you can adopt. But adopting children, even gay people, lesbians, bisexual people can adopt children. You do not have to be married to have children. You know, we're in 2022, you don't have to be married. You guys can just decide together, we would like to procreate and have kids. and then we'll raise them in a great way. You can even be a single parent. Today we've got in vitro fertilization, IVF, we've got surrogacy. Of course, you can have the most perfect marriage and your partner can either divorce you or they can die from some accident or some illness. Now you're a single parent, not even by choice, and you have to make means and do your best that you can with those circumstances. So I really think we need to relook some of these things, and I think we need to reconsider our frustrations with alternative sexualities deciding to have public unions where they sign. At the end of the day, marriage is about signing legally to say, I am in a partnership with this person so that you can manage your assets in a certain way if you decide to split or if someone dies. And also if you guys have children, whether you guys adopted children as a gay couple, whether one of you brought children into the marriage from a previous heterosexual relationship, whether you guys decide as a couple to get a surrogate, use IVF, get a sperm donor, it's completely up to you. But that's what marriage is for, you know. And also for heterosexual couples, don't feel like just because we're married, we have to do all these things. My fear and my concern when I listen to people talk about nature and it's wrong, when they say gay marriages are wrong, I think it sounds like they are 5 minutes to saying interracial relationships are wrong. Yeah, but this is not nature. Why would a black person marry a white person? I mean, what kind of children are they going to have? That's not nature. You know, they almost sound like they want to say that. And look, interracial is easy. They could be international. Oh, why would an Indian person have a child with a Pakistani person? But Spanish people should not be having children with British people. It's kind of silly. And then obviously intertribal, like in South Africa. Ah, umZulu, shata umZulu, wena umXhosa, eh uyazi amaNdebele uthi. Two adults, two mature people living their own lives, love each other. They want to be in a union, a healthy union. They want to maybe have a family or just be together and be happy. Who are we to judge them if they are not hurting anyone? And additionally, if they're not going out telling the whole world, no, we want everyone to be interracial. We want, no, dog, do your thing, be happy. If your thing looks dope, I promise you, so many other people are going to be like, those people look happy. Those people look healthy. They look like they are doing well for society. We want to be like them. I think that's the thing for me. The second video with Bill Maher is where they were basically, Bill Maher was kind of saying, you know, marriage is kind of stupid and it's warped. Joe Rogan, by the way, is married. I like to think he's happily married. But because he's intelligent and objective, he's able to give reasons for why he also believes that marriage doesn't make sense. You know, back in the day, marriage served so many functions. Number one, you couldn't have sex until you get married. So marriage would be a gateway into having sexual intercourse. Number two, you couldn't have children until you get married. So if you wanted children, you needed to get married. Number three, for a lot of women in certain parts of the world, they didn't have the type of rights that men had. So if a woman wanted protection, wanted land, wanted resources, if she's not living under her father's land, she would then have to marry a man so that she could live on his land. You know, so there would be that issue. If you are very religious, let's say you're a Christian and you're like, no sex before marriage, it's a sin, you're fornicating, it makes sense to get married because you're like, it is in line with my beliefs. You know, it may not make sense to all of you guys, but I'm very Christian and this is why I'm getting married. You could be cultural, you know, umSwati, and you're like, in the Swati belief system, you cannot have sex before marriage. You cannot have children outside of marriage. So you do it for those reasons. The problem in 2022 is almost all of you are not fully religious, are not fully cultural. A lot of you are you're dating, which is not even a thing. You're dating in primary school, in high school, in tertiary, and you guys are having sex with so many people. Having sex in high school, having sex in tertiary, later on when you have a job and you're like 20, late 20s, early 30s, now you want to get married and pretend like you're religious. You want to, oh, I want to respect the church. I want to respect culture. No, what kind of a man would live with a woman he hasn't married? But you've been sleeping with everyone, dog. Those are meant to be people's wives. You know, and for the girls, of course, you guys have been having unprotected sex. You've been falling pregnant and having abortions. You've been having miscarriages. You've been taking morning after pills and other types of contraceptives. All of these, from a religious cultural perspective, are forms of sins which should be penalized. That's why in the African space, with men getting women pregnant, you get penalized with damages in Kaulu. And the girl gets chastised as well. And her child is forcefully raised under her father's home until the man comes and marries her and then maybe adopts this child or marries this child. as well. But you guys don't believe in that. I think in 2022, the idea of marriage is so outdated, so backwards, and so stupid. Realistically, if you love someone, of which I think love is a mental illness and it's kind of retarded in itself, if you love someone and you guys believe you're compatible and you get along and you support each other really well, why can you not just cohabitate? Choose to live in one space together, give each other duties. You know me, I'm genderless, so I don't care if you have a penis or a vagina. Who's going to cook? Who's going to do the cleaning? Who's going to do the laundry? Who's going to take care of the kids? Let's take turns. Let's have a timetable. Who's going to bring in the bulk of the money? Who's going to make the decisions? And live together in a space. And in that space, if you guys want to buy it together, you can get a joint bond. You don't need to be married to get a joint bond. You bring your payslips together or your financial statements, and you go and you apply to buy a home together. You don't need to be married for that. And when you have children, if you have children, whether it's naturally made or whether you go and adopt, you can sign papers to say, these are jointly our children. And these are the rights we both have over these children. Because we are the guardians, we are the parents of these children. You don't have to get married for that. We're in 2022. A lot of people get married out of love. The marriage contract and the marriage certificate has nothing to do with love. There's no way where you'll hear about love. Oh, the love has no. It's got to do with assets, your home, your cars, your furniture, your pension funds, your share portfolio, and it's got to do with your children. And when you look at what divorces have become lately, they have become murder. People hate each other. People kill each other. Lawsuits that drag. People have to pay alimony, which is spousal maintenance, forever to someone who no longer adds any value in their life. Someone who's maybe moved on and is dating someone else, living with someone else, but you still have to maintain this person who's an adult. It's kind of crazy. It's kind of ownership-y, especially with women who are like, oh, I want to take this man's surname, or I want to give this woman my surname. Why? Why are we owning each other in 2022 where we no longer have slavery, where a woman has full rights? She doesn't need a man to complete her. She doesn't need to wear a ring to show everyone, hey, I am owned. Why do you own her? And even then, you own her for a short period because she could divorce you at any given time. Joe Rogan says one of the things he heard was, when you get divorced, you don't lose half your shit. You actually lose 2/3 of your shit because 1/3 of it goes to the lawyers. And he was saying to Bill Maher, one of the biggest things with divorces is that they make lawyers very rich. The bigger, the richer the couple is, or the man or the woman is, the more money the lawyers stand to make. So they'll drag out the case for very long, for very, very long, so that they can make as much money as possible. And it's a fucking sham. It's just a fucking sham. And to avoid all of that, just do not get married. You guys love each other. You're committed to each other. Sure, go for it. If you want the families to meet, let the families meet. If you want to have children, have children. If you guys want to buy joint assets, do it. No one is stopping you. You don't need to go to a court of law and sign this fucking marriage cuck for that to happen. I think that's my message for today. Pin you all the black pay and have a great day. Cheers.